It's great to be back. Baruch Hashem, Chasei Hashem, to be here for Wintersman. And the truth is, we've been working, we've been preparing. The whole Elul, we were working on making proper decisions and learning how to advance. Climaxing all the way to Yom Kippur. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that the whole Elul, the whole Rosh Hashanah, the whole Yom Kippur is a hachana to Ne'ilah. If I could humbly add my own, I'm not from the Sfarim HaKadoshim, but I would say that the whole Elul is a hachana for Wintersman. Because everybody can have dreams during Elul. But Chayrifzman, the winter, is a zman where we're really going to work. This is the work we were talking about. Elul was just getting our heads on straight and showing Hashem that we mean business. And here comes this long winter, and we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we're about. We had talked about the mila of Bechira, of making real decisions. Rabbeinu Yonah says there's a mila of really making decisions in life, u'bacharta b'chayim. But living with those decisions is now in Chayrif. And this is what separates the men from the boys. And this is the favorite part of my profession, is watching what people look like at the beginning of a long winter and watching what they look like at the end. Because these quick fixes of Elul don't do the trick. It's month after month after month of evolving, of changing, of growing. That's where it all happens. And we have to prepare for it. L'maisa, we're going to be working on davening through this man, not today, but we're going to be living in davening, Rabosai. During this Elul, we're going to love, during this Chayrif, I'm still feeling the Elul. During this Chayrif, we're going to love davening. My goal is that by the end, all of us are going to run to our sitters. Be'ezus Hashem. Because it's a long winter. And winter has a makar. Winter has a makar. In Parshas Noach, it says at the end of the Mabul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises he's not going to send a Mabul anymore. And he sends the Zmanim, Zera, Vikotzir, Kor, Vachom, Kayetz, Vachoyref. Summers and winters. What is winter? Says Rashi, Choyref, Eis, Zera, Sa'orim, Vikitnia, Sacharifim, Lizbashel, Maher. Choyref is a time to plant barley and kitnias, things that will go into the ground and they will become ripe quickly. This is Zman to put things in the ground. And it's a zman that brings us inside the Beis Medrash. The weather outside is not enticing, and we're like bears hibernating over here. But I also like to think of us underground. Those seeds that we were talking about in Elul. The Hayeke Eitz, Shasol Al Palge Mayim, the tree that emerges from that seed of potential. It all emerges during this zman as we're underground in Chayrif. I'm sure you guys are getting cold as I'm saying this. This is Elulzman. This is Chayrifzman. It's all one. Elul and Chayrif. Our whole Chayrif, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to be calling it El. That's it. We're done. It's going to be an incredible winter. On one of my excursions over Bein HaZmanim, I took a Jeep tour of an agricultural center. And it was very interesting what I saw. I mentioned some of it at Shal Shuris, but one thing that I saw was a farm of tomato seeds. A tomato seeds farm. And they sell these seeds to China. This is very interesting. Basically, the whole tachlis of the tomatoes is to make seeds. How much do you think a kilo of seeds goes for? One little kilo of seeds. $30,000. Of course, they pick the best ones. But in a seed is tremendous ashiras. Millions of dollars are in one seed. These Chinese people understand what's going on. $30,000 a kilo. Because in every seed is that ability to grow and grow and grow and advance. But the truth is, it's very scary. You look at this long winter and you think, how am I going to do this? And of course, Hanukkah has its element of surprise and change, but that's still copping out. If you use Hanukkah to make a vacation for yourself, you failed. Because We need month after month after month after month. Of course, you can eat sufganiyot, you know, those. You can have jelly donuts, no problem, latkes. But in order for this seed to grow and grow and grow, it's got to be in the ground. And it's scary. It's scary. It almost seems unfair. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. And this is what we're going to talk about a little bit. Hashem does not want to overwhelm us, ever. Really? Yeah, really. It's a medrash. The medrash in Shmois Rabbah. Parsha Lamed Dalet, Lamed Hey. Says, Amar Elihu, lo matzinu koyach v'rasoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'riyosav. Hashem doesn't exert strength to push people too hard. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tirchos im b'riyosav. Hashem doesn't like to inconvenience people. Lo ba'al adam elo l'fi koychoi. Hashem only comes to you according to your strength. L'fi koychoi shel kol echad ve'echad. Excuse me. This is very interesting. Never inconvenienced. Last time I checked, from the time I say Moda Ani until the time I say Kriya Shema Lamita, which is still the hardest thing for me to do, that Kriya Shema Lamita when you're very tired. Right? And Slach Lanu, if I'm wondering what I did wrong that day, my default is Mastama, my Kriya Shema Lamita wasn't good. Right? From the beginning of the day until the end, we are busy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's not trying to inconvenience us? What exactly is going on here? And I saw a gem in Rashi Sefer HaPardes. Rashi asks that the tekios, there are two types of tekios. Tekios you stand for and tekios you sit for. Tekios of Amida and tekios of Yeshiva. And Rashi asks, it's also to be matriach the tzibur with so many tekios. Just give them the regular tekios HaShofar, what they could be yotzei deraisa. What, it's aser? Yeah, Rashi quotes a psikta der Rav Kahana, a medrash. Listen to this gem. Says the Medrash, Ami ma sisi lecha. What did I do to you ever, my nation? Uma hilisicha. What did I cause problems for you? Anabi parsha shel kriyashma nasati lechem. All I did was I gave you a parsha of kriyashma. Vamarti lechem. And I told you about this parsha of kriyashma. Vidibartaba. You should say kriyashma. Bishifticha beveisecha. If you happen to be in your house, you should say kriyashma. Ubalechtecha baderech, if you happen to be going on the way. Ubeshachbecha, if you happen to be lying down. Ubekumecha, when you get up. Says Hashem, I gave you Kriyashma, but I told you, however you are, I don't want to mess with your day. If you happen to be walking, say Kriyashma. If you happen to be lying down, say Kriyashma. I'm with you in what you're doing in your life. And it says over here in the Medrash, Mikan she'osir la'triach hasibor bichdi. Hashem doesn't like to inconvenience. Hashem's with you in every place. What is going on over here? What does this mean not to be inconvenienced by Hashem? We've devoted our entire lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want us to be betircha? And the answer is yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be stressed. Tircha does not mean not to work. But Hashem does not want us to be overworked and stressed. Hashem wants us to fulfill our potential, our koiches. In when we're walking, in when we're lying down, in when we're sitting, Hashem says, where you are in life, be with me. I'm demanding of you just to live and put me into your chayim. Put me into your life. Not stress. You know, I once, when I was younger, was driving a Lexus LS400. It's a four-door, so it's not so exciting. But it's a Lexus nonetheless, and I'll tell you, speeding in this car was very common for me. Not because I was in high school and I liked to speed, which is partly true, but you never heard the engine on this thing. 30 miles an hour, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, it made the same noise. Nothing. Beautiful niggin. Right? So you never knew where you were going. You never knew how fast you were going. But there are cars where you start, you know, right? You're stressing out the car. You're stressing out the car. The car is not designed for that. But what a tragedy for a guy to be in a Lexus and go 30 miles an hour. It's a tragedy. Why did he buy the thing? Do you know, I know somebody who got a ticket for going 30 miles an hour on the freeway. You ever hear that? He went too slow. He deserves it! What's he doing? 30 miles an hour on the freeway? Look what he can be doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to stress us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we can do without even hearing the engine purr. The capabilities that we have, the incredible strength that we have. And the stressing, just makaris, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that stressing. The Chasam Sofer says in Drashas, Chela Gimel, on the Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Mem Zayin, Loi Bigvuros Hasus Yechbatz. Hashem does not want horsepower. V'loi b'shoikei yishtirtzeh, he doesn't want charging. Rotza Hashem is Yireyev. Hashem wants those who fear him, hamiyachlim l'chasto, those who are looking towards his chesed. Says the Chasam Sofer, what's pshat in this pasuk? Beautiful pshat from the Chasam Sofer. He says, the Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Gimel, says horses in war sometimes buck their riders off and kill them. The Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Gimel. When you charge with a horse, bang, you go flying. Horsepower can be dangerous, says the Chasam Sofer. Hashem doesn't want you to run around like a maniac, and he says you will fail. If a person tries to go in overdrive and stress himself, then he will fail because Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem wants you to live in your life. And overdrive is not something that he's interested in. He's not interested in punishing you and living a life like that. He wants a person to live with a method, with a mahalach. The Mesilas Yesharim in the Hakdama, one of my favorite lines in the Mesilas Yesharim in the Hakdama. He talks about people who have no guidance in their Avodas Hashem. And they just wing it. They're doing this chasidus thing. What do they do over there? He says, they have viduyim, Aruchim. They sit and say to Hashem, I'm terrible, I'm terrible, I'm terrible. Hours at a time. Very frum, very nice. They say to Tehillim, Mizmoirim Harbe. They don't just say a couple kapitzel Tehillim. They finish Tehillim 7 times. That's living. They don't just go to the mikvah, says the Mesilas Yesharim. They do Tvilos Bashelek. They crack ice. They have a beautiful mikvah in Deshinsky's. No, they made a freezer for themselves. Yeah! Crack that ice. Right? And they don't just fast. They do tzomos kashim. They wait till the longest days of the year so they could fast. Where's this coming from? This is coming from a sickness that it thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants stress. Wants stress. And this is one of the common misconceptions of Bnei Aliyah, is that Hashem wants you to go crazy! Hashem wants normal people. We should send this out on the, you know, on the web. Make it famous. Hashem wants people to be normal. If you see somebody who's kooky, know that he needs guidance. He needs someone to sit him down and explain to him how things are. But there are people who go, I want to do something. I want to crack ice. I want to long fast. I want to whack myself and say I'm sorry to Hashem. That's living. Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem wants endurance. Hashem wants you living in your life. When I used to play tennis in camp, there were those guys who they didn't hit the winning shots. You know what they do? They always sent the ball over to me and waited for me to make the mistake. I hated those guys. Always I would lose to those guys because, boom, right in the net at some point. Hashem wants you to sit there on the court, maybe not even break a sweat. Bung, bung, bung. That's working. It's working without hearing the engine run. That builds people. That builds Talmidei Chachamim. Hashem even wants us to sleep. Can't be. Yes, Hashem wants us to sleep too. Wow. All those stories about Gedolim, I don't know stories about Gedolim. I just know Mar Makomos. I just know Chazals and Poiskim. Listen to a Taz in Evena Ezer Chothei. Says the Taz. He says he sees different types of Talmidei Chachamim. There are Talmidei Chachamim who get rest. Interesting. Even in the time of the Taz, there were people who got rest. Sheyishenim harbe, kidei shiyalem koach hachazak v'zrizus leiv lasak b'torah. And he says, these people who get proper sleep, be'emes yochel lilmod b'sha'echa, they can learn in 1 hour, Mashazem mitzdar v'oisik b'shnei shos. What takes another guy who's not well rested 2 hours to do. Ubevadai shneim yeshlem schar b'shove. The guy who's like barely awake and killing himself has the same amount of schar as the guy who got a good night's rest. That's not fair. Says the Taz, it is. Based on the pasuk, Shav lachem mashkimei kum. In vain are the people waking up too early. Too early. People who are stressing themselves out. Not people who are waking up on time, but people who feel they need to wake up too early. People who the engine is going crazy. They're not living in their lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Tirk of the Brias. And I'm going to tell you something that's worth millions of dollars to me. Millions. Millions of dollars. For years it bothered me. You know that I'm a big fan. I mean, everybody's a fan of the Vilna Gaon. But, you know, I still am up there of the big fans of the Vilna Gaon. And always bothered me, but the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon slept 4 hours, if that. And the Vilna Gaon, you know, Mistama would tell all of his Talmidim. And then suddenly, I was laying in my bed when I saw this. I wonder if I popped up. I don't remember. It was the most exciting day. I was reading the Sefer of Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Ela B'Tamar, on Brisk. And he said he heard from Rav Simcha Zelig, the Dayan of Brisk. Listen to this. One time, the Katzenelen Boygen brothers, during the time of the Gaon, there were little kids. Rav Shaul eventually became the Moritz Tzedek of Vilna. Rav Aryeh Leib became the Av Bezdin of Brisk, okay? Good stats. Binarusam lakachtem imam lebeis hagra. Their mom took them to the gra when they were little. Right? If you think it happens just to you, no. Everybody's mom is concerned. What was her problem? She complained. One of my sons doesn't get enough sleep, and one of my sons doesn't eat enough. The Gaon came to them and gave them mussar. He says, you have to eat and you have to sleep. Okay, that will be fine, very nice. But now, one of them, Baruch Hashem, had a little bit of chutzpah. This is the best part. Right? If there was a movie that I would want to watch, it's this. This is the exciting part. They said, and what about you? What about you? Here we go, right? Da-dong! What's the Vilna Gaon going to answer? Says the Gaon, Osi Zika Hashem Beguf Bari V'Chazak. I'm strong and healthy. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he gave me. The Vilna Gaon is saying over here that if the Vilna Gaon would have felt the engine was overheating, he too would have gotten more sleep. And it just happens to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him that he didn't need that. But everything in Avodas Hashem has a mahalach, and everyone must know this. No matter what stories you read, if something feels stressful, not hard work, but stressful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. And even more, because we have to build this because this is Das Torah. This is the time to do it. The Rebar Yakar, in his Perush on Elokai Netzor, brings a medrash in Tehillim. Amazing medrash. The medrash says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hispalul bebeis hakneses. Daven in shul. Imencha yachol hispalul bebeis chacha. If you can't, daven at home. Imencha yachol hispalul bemitzchacha. If you can't, daven on your bed. Imencha yachol hirher belibcha. If you can't even utter the words, think. The Gaon brings this the halacha, Rabosai, in Hilchas Kriyashma. Because the Mechaber Paskins, with the Rama over there, that if you can't say Kriyashma, you should think Kriyashma. And the Gaon brings this Medrash. The Gaon brings this Medrash. And he brings another Medrash. Omer David, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'shosh Yesh Bi Koach Lamod, when I have the strength, Shema Tfilasi, U'B'shosh Ein Bi Koach, when I can't move, then, Hisboinein Ma Belibi, look what's in my heart. So now we're all saying, wow, I can miss Shul. Right? Rabbi Stark is endorsing missing shul. Chas v'shalom. This is where we get hard on ourselves, Rav Osai. Now things change. Okay? It's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want stress. But none of us have ever tested ourselves You know, there's something called a test drive. Right? You know why you test things? To see what they can do. So many people have not done proper test drives. And they always say, I can't. You can't? Look at the speedometer. You don't even know what the speedometer says. Going 30 on a freeway. You can. And it's a terrible tragedy, I want you to know. There's a terrible tragedy in the modern world. There's a beautiful thing in the modern world called going to yeshiva for first year base medrash, second year they call it Shana Aleph, Shana Bet. It's beautiful, and there are a lot of wonderful flip-outs from there, and they're in the mirror and all sorts of great places. They're Rosh Chabura, Rosh Yeshiva. Some of them are Mashkichim. They're all over the place. Someone had an idea. Someone had a great idea. They said, wait a second. Let's make a yeshiva where we go on trips, experience kibbutzes, and learn too. Because the guys can't do this. They can't sit and learn, so we'll make programs like this. And these are popping up left and right. What high school kid wouldn't want to do this? What high school kid? Now, I'm sure it helps some kids, but it destroys most. It destroys most because people can't make decisions when they have no idea what they can do. The whole purpose of coming to Eretz Yisrael is to find out what you can do, what you can be. Going through a chayref and pushing yourself and seeing it's not stress, it's work. I was a baby. I thought this was stress. This is living. This is cruising. And in a few couple weeks, you won't even hear your engine running on these things. Of course, in the beginning, there's a little bit shock to your system. But you can do it. We can all do it. We can be shayach to these madrigas. I once heard myself give a shir in second year base medrash, okay? It was after Rabin was assassinated. And I, C.D. Stark, decided I'm going to give a shir on Avas Yisrael, on love of Israel, so, on love of Jews. So I was excited. It was a cassette, you know, those the old days. I'm bald and churning the butter from the old days. So I play this cassette, and I listen to C.D. Stark talking about Avas Yisrael. What does this guy know? I wanted to get up and go, you idiot. Stop. If I would just be... Narishkeit. Total Narishkeit. Total Narishkeit. People already posturing on themselves. They could give shear already. Ridiculous. Test drives. We're here to push the limits. So many people retire. And at that point, I assumed these were my kochos. They know how to speak. What is love of the Jewish people? Great, that's just great. And the same thing happened to me later in life. When Rav Naftali Kaplan, he should have a refuah shlema, asked to listen to my shmuzin on the airplane. And he gave me a pointed critique. And this was early, before I became mashgiach here. This is when I was doing that kolel and shmuzin thing at the same time. Cruising into the shmuz and going back to kolel, having a great time. And he says, you seem to know a lot. I mean, you seem to have read a lot. And then he instructed me how to develop something, how to develop myself. That's the seed getting bigger and growing and growing. And it seems overwhelming, but it's not. The whole mahalach is as simple as putting the seed in the dirt and keeping it there. All you have to do is follow the program. The program has success. And the fallouts are fools. Says the Medrash in Nisavim, on Kikara Ve'lecha Hadavar Ma'oid, B'ficho V'lbavcha La'asaitza, it's close to you. Says the Medrash, a fool comes into the Beis Knesses, V'ro'os Anosu Batari, sees all the commotion, people fighting, Rashi, Tosfos, Rashba, Gra, Reb Kiva Eger, Reb Chaim's in and out, back and forth. Wow, I'd like to do this. How do you start? I'm ready to start the program. First you got to learn Aleph Beis. V'akarkach b'sefer. Then you got to read the Chumash. Akarkach b'neviim. Then k'suvim. Whoa, slow down. Oh, and then when you're done with Mikra, you got to learn the Talmud. And then you got to learn Halachas. And then Agadas. Whoa. Kevan Shishomea Kach. Once he heard this, he was overwhelmed. Omer Beliboy, he said to himself, Emasai ani lomid kolzos. How am I supposed to do all this? V'chozer min hashar, and he left the shul. Says the Medrash Vayter, Mishu pikeach mahu osa. The Chacham comes in the shul. He says, Shona perik echad b'chol yom. I'll learn a perik a day, which is a certain amount that would fit for that day. Ad shemisayim kol ha-tarakula. And I'll eventually become an Adam Gadol. A perik a day. Well, that sounds so little. No, there's a mahalach over here. One perik after another perik. You emerge a great man. You emerge because you just follow the program. The work that we need to do is to be involved in yeshiva. Keep the siddurim. Get things down. And I'll tell you something. A lot of people learn, and I want you to remember this more than anything, because this is so important and so dear to me right now that I want to give this over. A lot of people, including myself, and I have to work on this very stark, learn as a religious pursuit. What do I mean? That you ask them, did they have a good day today? So they say yes. Why? Because they learned the whole first Seder, the whole second Seder, and the whole night Seder. You ask them, what did you learn today? So now, he was very religious. Way to go, Stark! He was religious. But Rabbeinu Dayal Makula, do you know that you can become, and I can become, wise with Chachmas HaTorah? We can retain this. You can know Baba Kama! I can know Baba Kama! It's such a shame the way we're learning. We don't understand our Kaychas. All you have to do is at the end of the Seder, go to your Chavrusa. What were the steps in the Gemara? No, that's too hard! Ugh. No, it's really 7 steps. Abaye and Rava, just do it. It's too hard. Try. 5 minutes at the end of the Seder. Do you know you can chazer all of Shas like this? Do you think that the Yonashim Gedolim who chazer Shas go like this? They're like a photocopy machine that read at the speed of light? No, they broke everything down into simple parts. Every Gemara Kemat is teeny. It looks so big on the page, but if you take a couple minutes to just put it together on paper, put it together with your friends, you will see you can know the entire Baba Kama. You and me. We don't understand how fast we can go. We don't understand what type of engine we have. And you'll see that it's easy. It's not only doable, it's easy. It's easy. We have this ability, Rabbi Isai. We have these kaychas, be'ezras Hashem, to become talmidei chachamim. Not religious Jews who stay away from the internet and learn Torah and daven. Talmidei chachamim gedolim. All of us have this ability. And it starts from just committing the time and using your seichel to realize that you'll be different. When I started Kachim, I was learning with the great Rav Aryeh Berenstein, the Chavrusa. This was a disaster, okay? If you want to know how to run out of learning, it's to try to learn Kachim with Ragon Rav Aryeh Berenstein. I learned with him Maseches Brachos, which is a very nice, easy Masechta. I learned with him a little bit of Yuma, a little bit of other Masechta. All of a sudden, we come into the world's expert in Kachim, Rav Aryeh Berenstein, and I'm sitting with him in his house, and I'm saying to myself, Mommy, get me out of here! And he sensed it. And he said to me the most beautiful thing, and I leave you with this. He said, Chaim Dave, Merdaf Zayin Ruach, you have to be relaxed. Merhabin Agantza Leben. We have our whole lives to learn Kachim. And now I'm a little older, and Kachim is something that I just love. I love Vayikra when it comes, and I love Zvachim, I love Menachas, I love Me'ila, I love Tmura, I love Krisus, I love all this. And it was so easy! It was mamish easy. It's just simply putting in the work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want more than that. But we have to start testing ourselves. We can. And in Midos, we have to become better this month. In Midos, we have to clean up the base medrash a little bit. When we see their cups around, how long are we going to be so clueless? We have to stop fighting for food. It's embarrassing what goes on in there. You want to become another Gadol over the winter? Make a Kabbalah that whoever's in back of you, let him go before you. Whoa, that's an Adam Gadol. Can you imagine what you'll look like after doing that for 5 months? You'll actually be ready to get married. Your wife and kids will thank me. That's the way it looks normally. Like, please, David, you learned such a wonderful seder. After you. What a gentleman. Right? That might be too hard for most of the people here. But can you imagine what you would look like? We're going to be learning about davening. Rav Shimshon Pinkus says one of the scariest things about davening is that people don't advance in davening. I am guaranteeing you that if we work on the shmuzin, we don't just sit there, you know, with an e-cig saying, entertain me, Stark, with the davening thing, but we actually afterwards think, what was this that he was makabel from his Rebbe? What was this Rabbeinu Yonah? What was this Zayir he was quoting? Where was he going with this? This thing seems the exact opposite of what he said at the beginning. We will love davening. You know why? Because we have it in us. It's all there. It's all in that $30,000 seed, Rabosai. We should all be zeicha to have a gewaltige chayrisman. A gesunter winter.